Foxy 107.1 and 104.3, the Triangle's R&B and classic. So he's a singer, songwriter, producer. They call him the singer-singer and a musician's musician. I'm talking about the one, the only, Eric Roberson. Can I get a hear the crowd go?
I said, what an incredible introduction. I even got a roar from the crowd.
And the crowd goes. If you're not familiar with his music, which you should be, you know, he's been in the game for quite some time. Some people think this was an overnight thing for you, but you've been doing this and on the grind for quite some time.
Well, I'm celebrating my 20th year in the music business, and I'm quite happy about it to be able to do what I love for so long.
You must have started when you was 2 years old.
Well, you know, I thought I was in diapers, and they threw me in front of church. I got signed to Warner Brothers when I was 19, and you know, from there I became a songwriter and producer for a lot of people, worked with Music Soul Child to Will Downing and Charlie Wilson, a ton of people. But I got my own album as well. I'm releasing my 10th album, so, you know, we're just going to celebrate that.
Right. It's called The Box, right?
Yes, it is.
And the first single off of it, Mark on Me, you know, I can hear a little bit of that Charlie Wilson flavor, a little Will in there, a little Music Soul Child. So they must have, you know, took something from you and you brought it back full circle.
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, I mean, that's what art does. Art inspires, creates a certain kind of energy, and then it feeds back. You know, for me, this song was really inspired by the movie Boomerang. You know, a lot of times I watch movies and I turn the sound off and just write to what I'm seeing. So, you know, that movie, that scene with Eddie Murphy in the bed where he was like, call me, you know, that was kind of inspiring me from that. Of course, I always pull from my heroes, the Charlie Wilsons and the Will Downings and you know, the Carl Thomases and all those guys. So I think it's a good song that people can relate to and can enjoy.
Now, you grew up in Jersey and you got that, you know, you're right in the middle of Jersey, Philly, and New York. How was it like a melting pot for you to hear all different types of music when you were growing up?
It was a big help. I think it helped because of the kind of music I do now. You know, for me, hip-hop was just out when I was a little kid. So I remember my friends' older brothers coming home from these parties in New York. And, of course, going to church every weekend. And then, of course, house music was real heavy, you know, in New Jersey as well. So there was just so much. And, of course, my father was coming home with random records, you know, Chicago and Curtis Blow records and rock and roll and country music, Kenny Rogers. I mean, you never knew what he was going to come home with. So it just kind of opened my mind being able to try different things music.
You know, my parents used to let us listen. We used to listen to show tunes all the time.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of opens up. If you look at my phone right now, the songs I have on my phone, it's not just going to be R&B and soul. It's going to be just rock and roll. It's just going to be whatever song moves me and make me close my eyes and go, oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm always looking for.
You say, yeah, that's my song.
Right.
So you're going to be in town on Sunday, Motorco. What time is your show?
Safe to say, at least 8:30, you'll get there. And you will see us. If you come around 1 o'clock in the morning, we'll probably be gone. But, you know, I got a lot of family in Raleigh and Durham, and I'm looking forward to seeing a packed house, good friends and family there.
So you want to send a shout-out to your family and friends here in the area?
All of the Carneys and, well, they say Robertson in the South. All my Robertson family, all my Carney family, shout-out. You know, I love y'all. I can't wait to see y'all this weekend.
And when's the album coming out?
The album, great, great question. The album comes out August 12th.
Okay, The Box. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with the one and only Eric Roberson. And, of course, how can our listeners keep up with you? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that?
Go to Eric Roberson Music for the website. Facebook is under Eric Roberson as well. Twitter is I am Eric Roberson. And Instagram is Arrow44. You can find me on all those different things. But I'm real easy to find on all the social media. We pretty much stay on it all the time.
All right, Eric Roberson, the very talented Eric Roberson. If you're not familiar with his music, you need to get online and find out who this man is, because I'm telling you, this man puts down some tracks. He puts down some nice vocals, and you got to check him out. You know, it's like that feel-good kind of music, so to speak. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
It makes
you feel real good. Any last words for our Foxy listeners?
Just I appreciate the love and support from so many people. And just, you know, follow your heart, man. Come out to the show. Have a good time.
All right. Eric Roberson, God bless you. Continued success. Good luck with the album. And hopefully I'll get a chance to check you out on Sunday.
God bless you, too. Hope to see you then.